Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Buying a used car can be a great experience or a very negative one. It all depends on whether you did your homework. And here to help put you on the right path to a successful purchase is Chris Basso. He's the public relations manager for Carfax. And we're going to talk about the things you need to consider, the homework you really do need to do before you make that purchase. And all of this is really critical, Chris, as I see it, to whether or not that used car is going to be a good buy.
It sure is. And Okay. Thanks for having us, Shirley.
All right. Now, let's just start out with talking about somebody's considering buying a used car, and they really don't know which car they want to get. Where do they start? I mean, are there places they can go to do research to find out the performance record of this car?
Absolutely. I think the first place to start is actually, you know, narrowing down what type of vehicle you want and need, what's going to be best for you and your family. And there's great websites like autotrader.com and cars.com where there's literally millions of cars listed by dealers and private sellers all over the country. And you can search all over the country too, which, you know, can help you find that exact car that's going to fit your needs. And the great thing is you can also get free Carfax reports through those websites as well.
Oh, you can?
You can.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you, well, that's if you're purchasing a car.
You're purchasing, yes.
Okay. So you see a car. This gives you an idea of what's available out there and something about the pricing for that vehicle. How do you go to check its safety record? Now, does the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration tell you about they'll tell you about recalls and things, but what about crash tests and stuff like that? Does that agency also have that information available?
The National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration does have information about crash tests information, recalls based on the year, make, model. There are also websites like Carfax that you can go to get a more complete history of the vehicle. We get information from over 34,000 sources and have over 10 billion records now in our database where you can find information like recalls based on the VIN and if that recall hasn't been fixed, in addition to, you know, severe accidents that result in a branded title, flood damage, mileage history, service and repair information, all the details you want to know that are important to you when you're buying that used car.
Okay, we're going to come back to branded titles, but before we do that, okay, so you go in and you go and you should check, and that is very important. As a matter of fact, just on a lark a few years ago, on my other car, I went in to check and see about the recalls. I just wanted to make sure that I had done everything, but I was also going to do a report on it, and I wanted to know what I was talking about. And it turned out that I had done everything. But, you know, there are some real safety issues with some of the recalls, and the response to recalls is not that great, as I understand it. So you have to be very careful.
You really do. Last year, there was about 20 million cars that were recalled. And, you know, while recalls are fairly common, the more alarming thing is how many of the recalled cars aren't fixed. It's about a third.
Wow.
So you're talking 6 to 7 million cars from last year that still haven't been fixed and are up for sale or being driven on the roadways
Whoa.
Every day. The good thing is, you know, there's services like Carfax, and we make recall information available for free at recall.carfax.com. All you need to do is type in the 17-digit VIN, and we'll tell you if there's any outstanding recalls for that vehicle that haven't been fixed yet.
Okay, so then the key here is you're going out looking for vehicles. Get the VIN number. Let's say you go to a used car dealer. Will the used car dealer readily give you the VIN number, or you can just write it down yourself?
There are over 30,000 used car dealers that will give you a Carfax report up front. You want to look especially for the Carfax Advantage dealers, where you know you're going to get a Carfax report from that dealer for every vehicle they sell. They've also run the Carfax report for the vehicles that they're buying and putting on their lot, so there's that double protection there.
Unfortunately, it's not 100% protection because you and I discussed a case, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the majority of the vehicles that do have issues, you can find out about it, and we're going to discuss what some of those things mean. And, of course, one of the things that we've been seeing at Call for Action are complaints about vehicles that people have bought as is sometimes, bought them at auction, not knowing the history of the car, and the vehicles have been flood damaged cars or whatever. So we're going to discuss some of that. But before we get to that point, so the person can go check out the recall history on the car, take it to a mechanic, get it inspected. Make sure that the car is in good shape. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but in the long run, it will save you a ton of money.
It will, and that's key. The mechanic's inspection, coupled with a Carfax report and a test drive, which almost all of us do, is really your three-step process to getting a good car.
Okay.
Make sure you're comfortable driving that vehicle. Make sure you've seen the Carfax report and know what's been reported to Carfax. And then spend the money. It might cost you $100, but it's well worth the money spent for that added protection of having a trained eye see if there's any hidden problems with that
right.
car.
Now, all of that is still, there are cars that fall through the cracks. And we had recently had a complaint from a consumer. And I'm not trying to pick on you, but you and I talked about this and you knew I was going to bring it up. The consumer had gotten a Carfax report when he bought the vehicle. And then he decided he wanted to sell it. So he went to Carfax again and got another report on the vehicle because he wanted to be able to present it to the eventual purchaser and discovered that the car had been totaled. Now, this accident that had totaled it took place, I think, 4 or 5 months before he actually purchased it, and yet there was nothing in the record. Tell us, how do some vehicles fall through the cracks?
Well, there are literally thousands of accidents that aren't reported to anybody, and if nobody knows about them, then Carfax isn't going to know about them. There's also issues and instances where we're adding sources to our database every single day. While this gentleman may have done the right things, he got himself a Carfax report when he bought the car. Did he get it inspected? We don't know. But information is being added to the Carfax report every single day. It's a dynamic tool. We're adding 2 to 3 million records into our database every day
sure.
to help people find out
okay.
about the
oh,
issues
yes, I know. And
car.
But what I'm trying to do is to help people avoid being in the circumstance mm-hmm. he is, because now he's got a car he can't sell because the Carfax report says it was totaled. Now, there's differences, and you had mentioned earlier something about branded, which means that title has some specific indication on it that there has been a problem with a vehicle. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yeah. Essentially, every vehicle that's branded is a total loss, but not every total loss vehicle gets branded. Every state has. It can be confusing, and it is a common a common mistake that's made. But every state has thresholds where they determine the cost of the value, cost to fix the car versus the value of it, and it could be 75% of the value, it could be 100% of the value. Depends upon where you live, but if an insurance company totals your vehicle, it may not meet that salvage threshold of the state you live in, which may not result in a branded title
okay,
being issued.
Okay, we got to go back to this. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the public relations manager for Carfax, and we're talking about ways that you can make your buying a used car experience a much more positive one. And there's no question about it, but there are some that fall through the cracks. And that's what – okay, now – I didn't totally understand what you just got through telling me. All right. I'm a little slow today, but you're saying that in some cases, a car can be declared totaled by the insurance company? Who would declare the car totaled? The insurance company.
The insurance company would, yes.
Okay. But it doesn't necessarily report the car as being totaled.
They'll report the car. They'll report the car as being totaled, but not necessarily send it over to the State Department of Motor Vehicles where a branded title is issued, like a salvage title, which most people are familiar with. There's different thresholds that each state has that determines whether they actually issue a branded title or not. So not every total loss by the insurance company ends up being a branded title.
So it depends on where the car was. Okay, and this car, I believe, was originally from Ohio. I'm not certain. So you really need to look. And if you're buying a car that was shipped in from out of state, should that raise red flags?
It very well can. Again, every state has their own regulations and their mm-hmm. salvage thresholds. So it may depend where that car is coming from. The good thing is, you can look at the Carfax report. You can find out where the car is coming from. And we have a glossary of information where you can find out about total loss, about
okay,
salvage,
now,
what those actually
mean. What
would
have happened in this circumstance? Because he got a report like 5 months after the car was declared totaled. He was able to find out later. But then when we went back and got a car report from you all, it had it on there as being totaled. So somewhere in between, data was added What is the time lag usually for data coming into your database? It sounds like you're doing it almost instantaneously.
As soon as we get the information from one of those 34,000 sources that we have, it's added to our database and shows up to the CARFAX report.
Yep. Okay, let's talk about some of those sources. I know, and you said that you get information from government agencies, insurance companies.
We get information from all 50 State Department of Motor Vehicles, plus the District of Columbia, and the Canadian provinces. And that covers those salvage brands, those flood damage brands that are issued. And we back that information with our buyback guarantee. So if you buy a car and there wasn't a salvage title on there, but you find out after that there was when you got the CARFAX report, we'll buy the car back from you. We cover that information with our buyback guarantee.
But you did not buy it back from the guy this case.
In this case, there wasn't a branded title that was issued by the state DMV. There was just a total loss, so it's not covered by the buyback guarantee.
Okay.
But our terms and conditions are on the website. You can find out about that, too.
Now, branded means that something has happened to the car that was a negative, and you're putting an alert on the title. And would that show up on the title itself?
It'll show up on the title itself. It'll also show up in our database, and our database never forgets. There are unfortunately instances where people can manipulate titles and, you know, what's called wash the titles, where they take that brand
off. And put a new VIN number on it.
Put a new VIN number on it. You'll be surprised what extremes they can go to try to scam you. The good thing is, though, if any one of those states or the Canadian provinces issues a branded title and reports it to CARFAX, it lives forever in our database, so you'll always know it's on the CARFAX report, and it's backed by the buyback guarantee.
Now, what cars? The flood-damaged cars? What else would be a salvaged vehicle?
The manufacturer buybacks, you know, what's commonly called
a lemon
vehicle. Yep, exactly. Flood damage, junk titles, rebuilds where the
junk
cars
junk titles?
It's all part of the salvage, the severe accidents that result in a total loss.
Okay.
Is severe enough to be branded.
Okay.
So there's information on what a branded title is on our website. Go to carfax.com.
Sure.
There's a glossary of information where you can learn about all those branded titles.
Read the things and what kinds of things are the problems that can
educate
happen.
Yourself. Exactly. You know, buying a used car is the second biggest purchase any of us are probably ever going to make in
That's
our
right.
lifetime. You know, it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 that we're going to lay down. So you really want to educate yourself about not only the car itself, but what can happen to that car. Recalls, odometer rollbacks, airbag fraud, and even title washing are really significant issues that a lot of us face every day around the country.
Yeah, we just had a complaint the other day from someone who had purchased a used car. And for some reason, he was suspicious of the vehicle. And he didn't think it had as few miles as it did. He held the title up to the light. He'd already bought it, unfortunately. He held the title up to the light. And he said it had been changed. Somebody had changed the title. The odometer.
Not uncommon, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. And that car probably had, on average, 30,000 to 40,000 miles more than
what
was on
the title. Oh, I think it was a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
somebody manipulated the odometer, manipulated the title to make it look like there was a lot less. And that car, you know, it artificially inflates the value. You know, he probably paid $2,000, $3,000, maybe $4,000 more for that car than what it's worth.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
All right. So we have someone is going to purchase a vehicle, and they're checking Carfax. They're checking. There's also an organization that was you just spoke at our thank very very much appreciated. You spoke at Call for Action's conference where we brought in our Call for Action office directors from around the country, and you talked about all of these issues. And on the program, was it the NCIB, the National?
It's the NICB, it's the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
National Insurance Crime Bureau, and they also collect data on cars, right?
They do, and we work in partnership with the NICB and other federal agencies and organizations to combat fraud. NICB is out there to combat fraud.
Mm-hmm.
People selling flood damaged cars without disclosing the information. VIN cloning, which is, you know, adding a VIN from another vehicle onto a stolen vehicle to hide the fact that that car actually was stolen.
How can you find out that it's VIN cloning? I mean, if somebody takes the VIN, let's suppose the car has been totaled or salvaged or whatever, and somebody very enterprisingly takes the VIN number from that vehicle and puts it on a vehicle that's exactly like it. How in the world are you going to know it?
Well, actually, what they're going to do is they're going to steal a car They're going to find a car that's
often.
often, or they're going to take a salvage vehicle. They're going to take a VIN from a legally registered car that looks good, is clean, no issues with it, and they're going to take that car's VIN and put it on the stolen or salvage vehicle. So it looks like that car is squeaky clean. And they're going to resell it, unfortunately. A couple months down the road, it's going to find out that that car is not actually
so that
the car
clone. That's cloning your vehicle, so it exactly. could be my car. That there's somebody's out there, some nasty person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that to me. I don't like it. Okay, so the VIN is a very important identifier.
It's essentially the social security number for your vehicle. Not only does it identify the car, the year, make, model that it is, and all the equipment that's included, but it's also the key to unlocking the history. If you take that 17-digit VIN and come to Carfax.com, you'll know all the information that's been reported to us just using that VIN. So it's a really important piece of the vehicle.
Okay. So anytime you're thinking about buying a used car, either get a car repair. Carfax will be reports are provided by many used car dealers.
It's about 30,000 dealers that will provide a Carfax report. Mm-hmm. Definitely look for the Carfax Advantage dealers that are out there.
What does it cost a consumer to get a report if they have to pay for it?
It's $34.99 if you come to our website and pay for a report. For a single report, it's $34.99. If you want to get a package of five, you're still looking at which vehicle you want.
Yeah.
It's only $10 more.
Okay. Well, that is certainly very cheap insurance.
It is. But, save yourself the money up front and just say, show me the Carfax.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Okay, so the VIN number then, let's just take a brief pause here to let people know that they're listening to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Chris Basso. He's the public relations manager for Carfax. And we're talking about some of the things you need to know before you buy a used car. Now, let me just ask you a question. We've been talking about used cars. Do any of these problems ever apply to new cars? For example, in some of the severe flooding that we've had in this country, and car lots could be flooded, and could new cars end up on the branded list?
They absolutely can, and a lot of them do. When these floods, affect car dealerships, and you get the new and used cars that are totally flooded out. The good news is that these vehicles are, turned over to the insurance company, and most of them are resold. About half of them are resold through salvage auctions.
So where people know that they're buying a car.
They're sold with full disclosure,
right.
Absolutely.
And that's the important, and that's required by law, isn't it?
It is.
That it be disclosed. Of course, not everybody, as we know, plays by the rules.
Well, where the scam comes in is that after the vehicle is sold the right way through the salvage auction, it could change hands once, it could change hands several times. You get that person that wants to scam you and doesn't disclose that the car was flood damaged, either by manipulating the title or some other documents, getting a clean title, moving it around to a different state, and reselling it to you with no idea that the car was underwater.
Now, there are some things that I've read that you should do when you're buying a used vehicle, if you suspect that your car might be from a flood area. But that is doing things like lifting the carpeting in the trunk and to see if there's any signs of moisture or a smell of mildew, is a dead giveaway.
Exactly. Just by looking around the car, using your eye, lifting things up, looking for rusted bolts under the seats, looking for cracked or brittle wires or water lines in the trunk and the engine compartment, and also matching the wear and tear on the vehicle to the odometer.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to pick out a lot of these scams that are out there yourself, but, take the extra steps, get a Carfax report, see what information has been reported to us for that vehicle, and then take the car to a mechanic. A lot of times, though, your gut feeling is going to be the right one.
Yeah, and you really should listen to it, because purchasing, as you say, and in some states, when you drive a used car off the lot, it's yours.
It is. There's no 3-day return policy.
It depends on the state. We had a complaint from someone in South Carolina who drove a vehicle off the used car lot, and it literally stopped running because there was no oil in the engine.
And then the
dealership said, well, we'll put a new engine in for $3,000. That is not the news you want to hear.
Not at all. No. You want to know that you bought a good vehicle. You want to know that you can trust the person you bought it from. And simply asking questions of the seller, doing your homework, getting the information, getting a Carfax report, and having it inspected by a mechanic, you're going to save yourself a lot of trouble and heartache and money.
Well, in this case, we're working with some of the state agencies and also checking to see if they have a license to do business. Because we're not even sure they're licensed.
Yeah, check the Better Business Bureau. They're out there too. All the reputable car dealerships are going to have information. They're going to have a rating on the Better Business Bureau. check to see if there's blogs and any user information out on the internet.
Internet research on the seller of the vehicle is a very useful one. Now, if you're buying it as an individual from an individual, then you can get your own Carfax report or ask the person selling it to you to provide it. But there again, you need to be very careful because you can sell cars in almost, I believe, any state, as is if it's an individual purchase from an individual.
Yes, and the cool thing is, you know, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can actually run a Carfax report on the spot.
Oh, really?
We have a mobile website and an app.
You're not selling
for the
Carfax
iPhone.
Reports, are you, Chris?
No, of course not. I'm trying to help people buy and sell used cars the right way.
I know you are.
But yeah, if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can actually run the Carfax report simply by typing in the license plate or even scanning the barcode. So you don't even have to type in all 17 digits anymore to get the Carfax report. It's pretty cool.
Well, that is pretty cool. Okay. Now, your website is Carfax.com?
Yep. Simple as that, Carfax.com.
Okay. And you can get all kinds of information about buying cars there, about how to get a Carfax report, and all of these things.
It is a really great resource. Not only can you get a Carfax report, but there's information about there's a complete buying guide on steps you should take. There's information about all the scams that are out there, like odometer fraud, airbag fraud that we've talked about.
Oh, yes.
And there's a glossary of information, too. And educate yourself about the terms, like branded title or salvage, or even, you know, manufacturer buyback or liens. You know, look and see if there's a lien on the car, too.
Liens are a big deal.
You want to make sure that's been paid off.
Right. And if it hasn't, then you can't really buy it. There's no clear title to the car.
Right. You can't get the car titled until a lien is paid off. Mm-hmm. So look to see if any liens have been reported for that vehicle, and then check and see if it's been paid off before you lay down your hard-earned money.
That's a good thought, too. Okay. So you purchase your vehicle, and I would recommend to consumers, if at all possible, to not buy a car as is, a used car.
Do your homework. Honestly, do your homework. Ask questions of the seller. Get a Carfax report. Get it inspected by a mechanic. Do internet research. Get as much information as
you feel comfortable. If you do all that, then you might be safe buying it. But some states do allow that. So it depends on the state. You've got to know the state laws.
Well, if you're looking at a used car and you're not quite sure about those as-is vehicles, maybe consider a certified car. There are millions of great cars that are certified by the manufacturers. They are inspected by their mechanics, 150-plus point inspection. They come with a Carfax report, so you have two of the steps that you want to take already done for you and already paid for. They'll usually have a warranty as part of the original warranty. They'll come with an extended warranty, so you have that coverage there. These are really great value cars. They're lower mileage. They're late model cars, so they're only a couple of years old. You may pay a little bit more, but you have that added protection.
Insurance.
It's essentially paying a new car for a used car value.
I would say to people, if you're going to buy that car, get in writing from the dealer that there's some kind of a 30-day warranty or something, you know, because if you're in an as-is state and they may not sell it to you, they may not agree to that. If not, go home.
It never hurts to ask for it, right?
That's right. That is right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. The website for all this wonderful information is Carfax. That's CARFAX.com. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and you can get all kinds of information there on ways to protect yourself before you buy that vehicle. And that is the key right here, because once you've bought it and it's yours, it is really tough because your money's gone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old adage is information is power.
Yeah, that is so true. And the more information you can collect about a vehicle, including checking VINs, and as you said, just even running the license plate through Carfax to see what's happened to it.
Yeah, the license plate will actually enter the VIN for you. It's really simple to do.
That's cool. I like that. I like information for consumers. That always makes me happy. So thank you so much, Chris. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest. We've been talking about how to protect yourself when you're buying a used car. And if you don't know, go to Carfax.com and get lots of good information. And you've been listening to us right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest, of course, has been Chris Basso, Public Relations Manager for Carfax. So thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.